With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke disclosed today that he has taken three charter flights since taking office in March, including a late-night trip from Las Vegas to Montana in June that cost more than $12,000. He dismissed the controversy as, quote, a little BS over travel, but says the American public has the right to know the costs of official travel. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price also came under criticism for using costly chartered planes. He resigned earlier today. Zinke disclosed details on the Vegas flight in a speech today and said he also traveled by private plane in Alaska in May and the U.S. Virgin Islands in March. In August, he went on a military flight to view wildfires in Montana. All of his travel was approved in advance by Interior's ethics officials. The minimum wage in Montana will increase by 15 cents starting next year, according to the State Labor Department's most recent cost of living analysis. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Minimum wage workers will see their hourly pay bump from $8.15 an hour to $8.30 an hour beginning January 1st. State law requires an annual adjustment to the minimum wage to keep up with inflation. Just under 1% of Montana's workforce earns minimum wage, which is a slight tick down from the number in the Department of Labor and Industries report last year. Montana Department of Labor attributes the decrease in minimum wage workers to a low unemployment rate due to an aging workforce and not enough young workers in the state. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
State budget analysts say most of the proposed cuts aimed at balancing Montana's budget fall within the governor's authority to trim general fund spending by up to 10%. However, some of the recommendations may violate state statute or the Constitution, involve breaking contracts, or violating union agreements. The governor's office is recommending nearly $229 million in budget cuts to address low revenues and an expensive fire season. The cuts would mean a loss of more than $136 million in federal funding. A review by the Legislative Fiscal Division released today says eliminating a healthcare case management program for foster children may violate federal law and require furloughs in violation of union contracts. Proposed cuts to public defenders' offices could lead to unconstitutional trial delays. The Montana Veterans Administration is offering free flu shots to vets enrolled in VA healthcare starting next Tuesday. That includes a drive-through flu shot clinic at Fort Harrison in Helena on Tuesday. Free vaccinations will be available at all Montana VA clinics on the same day. The Fort Harrison event will also offer free hepatitis C testing. Veterans and VA employees will need to show their VA ID card to receive flu shots. Family members and unenrolled veterans can also get the shot, but they will need to provide health insurance information or pay a flat fee. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. An independent analysis of Montana's budget deficit was released today. A legislative committee is set to review proposed cuts to the state's budget next week. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The analysis of Governor Steve Bullock's proposed reductions to state spending was released this afternoon by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Division. It raises potential legal and constitutional concerns about how state agencies will operate if the $330 million in cuts Bullock proposed are made. Bullock is required by law to cut government spending if there is a projected deficit in the state's general fund. The budget that lawmakers passed and that Governor Steve Bullock signed this spring needs to be cut because of an expensive fire season and state revenues coming in far lower than lawmakers projected. State Budget Director Dan Villa announced the possible cuts last month.
At this point, we can't exclude any expenditure from consideration.
On Wednesday and Thursday, the Legislative Finance Committee will take up the proposed budget reductions. It outlines a $105 million cut to the State Health Department, $42 million cut to higher education, and a $40 million cut to the State Corrections Department. The committee hearing will be lawmakers and the public's final opportunity to make recommendations on the reductions to state spending before the governor makes the cuts final. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Republican hopeful campaigning to run for Senate in 2018 is defending himself against misdemeanor charges of purchasing resident hunting and fishing licenses as a non-resident. Yesterday, Troy Downing posted on his Facebook page that he is, quote, looking forward to showing and demonstrating these charges are baseless, end quote. Downing also suggested in the post that the charges are politically motivated. The 7 citations are for illegally buying resident hunting or fishing licenses over a number of years. To qualify as a resident, a person must live in Montana for 180 consecutive days. A Bozeman blogger first reported the story after obtaining court documents through an open records request. Downing is seeking the Republican nomination to run against U.S. Senator John Tester. Increasing black bear activity in Missoula's Rattlesnake neighborhood is forcing the city's Animal Control Agency to crack down on garbage ordinance violations. Animal Control has handed out 100 letters of notice to homeowners in the Rattlesnake for not complying with waste storage requirements in a bear buffer zone. Sonny White is with Missoula Animal Control.
We go out the night before garbage pickup and we take note of all the people who have left their garbage out, which is actually in the buffer zone, a violation of the city ordinance.
The ordinance requires that residents living in a bear buffer zone properly store their garbage inside a bear-resistant container or wait to take their garbage out until 5 a.m. the morning of pickup. White says no actual citations have been issued yet, but warns that the possibility is there if owners continue to neglect their garbage responsibilities. He says he'll be returning to the Rattlesnake for reinspection soon. This is a busy time for bears as they are packing on pounds before entering hibernation. Garbage cans can be easy targets.
Once a bear finds garbage, it's very, very difficult to basically untrain them. Even if the bear is moved, relocated, as long as that attractant remains in place, either that bear will come back or new bears will eventually discover the attractant.
Patty Soka is the director of the Living with Wildlife Foundation and a consultant specializing in human-bear conflict prevention. She says bear-resistant containers, beyond saving homeowners from citations, are a means to keep bears where they should be, eating what they should eat.
They will encounter these bear-resistant containers. They won't get an easy meal out of them. They won't get the food reward. And they'll turn around and they'll go back into that good prime bear habitat. And they'll go back to looking for what they should be eating, which is bears' natural food sources.
Soka encourages residents living in bear buffer zones to take bear-resistant storage practices seriously. You can find a bear buffer zone map on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Bo Baker.